The Big Five Personality Traits. Contemporary. Contemporary. Agreeableness. Agreeableness. As follows. As follows. Assertiveness. Assertiveness. Expend. Expend. Solitude. Solitude. Make small talk. Make small talk. Altruism. Altruism. Belittle. Belittle. Procrastinate. Procrastinate. Moodiness. Moodiness. Insight. Insight. Struggle. Struggle. Nurture. Nurture. The Big Five Personality Traits. Many contemporary personality psychologists believe that there are five basic dimensions of personality, often referred to as the Big Five Personality Traits. The five broad personality traits described by the theory are extroversion, agreeableness, openness, conscientiousness, and neuroticism. It is important to note that each of the five personality factors represents a range between two extremes. In the real world, most people lie somewhere in between the two polar ends of each dimension. These five categories are usually described as follows. Extroversion. Extroversion is characterized by excitability, sociability, talkativeness, assertiveness, and high amounts of emotional expressiveness. People who are high in extroversion are outgoing and tend to gain energy in social situations. People who are low in extroversion or introverted tend to be more reserved and have to expend energy in social settings. People who rate high on extroversion tend to enjoy being the center of attention, like to start conversations, enjoy meeting new people, have a wide social circle of friends and acquaintances, find it easy to make new friends, feel energized when they're around other people, and say things before they think about them. People who rate low on extroversion tend to prefer solitude, feel exhausted when they have to socialize a lot, find it difficult to start conversations, dislike making small talk, carefully think things through before they speak, and dislike being the center of attention. Agreeableness. This personality dimension includes attributes such as trust, altruism, kindness, affection, and other pro-social behaviors. People who are high in agreeableness tend to be more cooperative, with those low in this trait tend to be more competitive and even manipulative. People who are high in the trait of agreeableness tend to have a great deal of interest in other people, care about others, feel empathy and concern for other people, and enjoy helping and contributing to the happiness of other people. Those who are low in this trait tend to take little interest in others, not care about how other people feel, have little interest in people's problems, and insult and belittle others. Conscientiousness. Standard features of this dimension include high levels of thoughtfulness with good impulse control and goal-directed behaviors. Highly conscientious people tend to be organized and mindful of details. Those who are high on the conscientiousness continuum also tend to spend time preparing, finish important tasks right away, pay attention to details, and enjoy having a set schedule. People who are low in this trait tend to dislike structure and schedules, make messes, and not take care of things, fail to return things or put them back where they belong, procrastinate important tasks, and fail to complete the things they are supposed to do. Neuroticism is a trait characterized by sadness, moodiness, and emotional instability. Individuals who are high in this trait tend to experience mood swings, anxiety, irritability, and sadness. Those low in this trait tend to be more emotionally stable. Individuals who are high in neuroticism tend to experience a lot of stress, worry about many different things, get upset easily, experience dramatic shifts in mood, and feel anxious. Those who are low in this trait deal well with stress, rarely feel sad or depressed, don't worry much, and are very relaxed. Openness. This trait features characteristics such as imagination and insight, and those high in this trait also tend to have a broad range of interests. People who are high in this trait tend to be more adventurous and creative. People low in this trait are often much more traditional and may struggle with abstract thinking. People who are high on the openness continuum are typically very creative, open to trying new things, focused on tackling new challenges, and happy to think about abstract concepts. Those who are low on this trait dislike change, do not enjoy new things, resist new ideas, are not very imaginative, and dislike abstract or theoretical concepts. What factors influence the Big Five traits? Research suggests that both biological and environmental influences play a role in shaping our personalities. Twin studies suggest that both nature and nurture play a role in the development of each of the five personality factors. Studies have shown that maturation may have an impact on the five traits. As people age, they tend to become less extroverted, less neurotic, and less open to experience. Agreeableness and conscientiousness, on the other hand, tend to increase as people grow older.